How's everybody doing? Welcome to Rank You Very Much, the podcast. We rank anything and everything. We have a fantastic show today for you folks. A fantastic show. We're doing Best Puppet. What's the best puppet, folks? That's ridiculous. This is the part where I play the theme song, but I can't because I have to use my phone for something else.
Can you sing it?
It's a lot of guitar strumming.
Okay.
And then it's my friend saying rank you very much. Okay. Then guitar strumming.
You can just say
so
no.
You do the guitar then, part, and we'll do the rank you
very
much part.
With Joe Bates.
Okay. So you do the guitar.
Okay.
I will do it with Joe Bates. Okay.
Okay. Down.
Rank you very much.
With Joe Bates.
There we go. All right. There's the show, folks.
I do not know these songs.
Well, it's a big hit in Europe.
Don't worry.
Folks, welcome to Rank You Very Much. I'm your host, Joe Bates. As always, for Best Puppet, in today's episode of Best Puppet, we have two special guest experts. To the left of me is the author of the book. He's a puppetry critic. He's the author of the book Master Manipulator, Mr. Peter Frederick Wallace. Peter, in your world of watching puppetry live, what's the biggest incident you've ever seen happen with puppets?
Biggest incident with
puppets?
Yeah,
just something goes horribly awry with puppets. I'm just assuming you've seen so much because you're a critic.
As a puppet critic, the worst thing that I've ever seen was probably Jeff Galtz's act.
Okay. Well, that introduces our next special guest expert, folks. And as I may have lied about every episode we do a special guest expert would say something, but this is the first VidChat live episode where we have an actual expert, folks. An actual expert in the field of what we're talking, folks.
Me.
Not Peter. To the right of me, he was the winner of the Young Ventriloquist of the Year Award at the International Ventriloquist Convention, Mr. Jeff Galtz and his buddy,
Julio de Cacaroz.
I'm sorry.
Imitated me. Very. That was an offensive.
Well, I don't want to get into the whole. I'm not. Julio de Cacaroz. If I just say without an accent, Julio de Cacaroz.
You're just digging yourself into a hole, senor.
Julio de Cacaroz. Okay. Well, this is going to be a definitely different episode than I'm used to. We usually do it with two people, now we're doing it with 2.5 people. And folks, no offense, Julio.
I'm more than a half.
More than a half. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Sometimes there's a hole in a woman's heart that can only be filled with a cock.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. All these. Wow. Man, there go our women viewers. There go our lady cockroach women viewers.
No, the women love them.
The culturally insensitive roach is doing material.
Yeah, that's.
You came with jokes.
This is the last time I have an extra.
You can't. You gotta be appropriate, okay? Mm. Okay.
Alright, before we continue, I'll be right back. I forgot to get my magical Sharpie.
He's going to get his Sharpie.
Joe Bates is known.
By the way, it was in my pocket the whole time.
It was in his pocket.
Joe Bates is known for his professionalism.
Yeah, that's, I would say there's nobody more professional.
His professionalism is what?
Your professionalism?
Professionalism. So you don't say the P, you say professional.
No. Pup. Mm-hmm. All right. He's a bad ventriloquist, senor.
Yeah.
This is my hell.
As a puppet.
Anyways, behind me is the list of best puppets we'll be talking about, and here we go. The Doozers from Forever Rock, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, Jigsaw from Saw, Cookie Monster from Sesame Street, Alf from Alf, Crow T Robot from Mystery Science Theater 3000, I am drinking their mug right now, King Friday from Mr. Rogers Neighborhood, Howdy Doody from the Howdy Doody Show, Kermit the Frog from The Muppets, Yoda from Star Wars, and Lamb Chop. From, what was the name of her show? Is this Lamb Chop?
I think it was the Sherry Lewis.
It's the Sherry Lewis show, senor.
The Sherry, thank you very much.
I am Lamb Chop, suck my cock.
Ah, Roach.
Sorry.
You gotta be appropriate, man. I keep telling you, dog.
Why are they letting young ventriloquists say these words? or at least they're puppets. I know Jeff would never say cock. That's not Jeff's game. Julio, though.
Yes. You want me to do another cockroach joke?
I don't know.
Cock.
That's not even a joke. Okay, today we're doing the veto round, folks. The veto round, where we go on the list, take one off, decide which one isn't the best puppet. And as always, we start with the youngest person here, Mr. Peter Wallace. Peter, you're up.
As the youngest here, I'll tell you right off the bat, I would like to challenge Yoda.
Why are you taking Yoda off the best puppet?
Challenge Yoda. Because I don't think Yoda is even the best puppet in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, you had a push for Jabba the Hutt.
Well, here's the thing. Everyone who thinks of a puppet, right, they say, think of a puppet. I saw when you asked for puppet suggestions, like 50 people came up with Yoda, right? He's one that comes to mind immediately as a puppet, meaning he is a very obvious puppet, meaning also he's a shitty puppet.
So you're
part of puppetry is the whole, like, the suspension of disbelief.
You don't know they're a puppet.
The falling into, yeah, this is, well, I wrote down some notes here because I want to get to this stuff.
Okay.
And as a puppetry critic, I think about these things a lot.
That's bad.
But see, part of the magic of the whole art form of puppetry is creating that sense that the puppet itself is alive, right?
Yeah.
You used to see this like on old episodes of Sesame Street when they'd have the kids talking to the puppets, and the way those kids looked at the puppets, you could tell they think that puppet's alive. They think that is a living being.
So right? You think in Sesame Street, when the kids are with the puppets,
mm-hmm.
The kids truly thought that puppet was
if
alive?
If you look at the way that they look, make eye contact with those puppets, they think they are talking to a real being.
Human children are retarded.
Yes, and they will ignore the puppeteer or Muppeteer, whichever they happen to be ignoring.
Well, I think it's a puppeteer for Sesame Street. The Muppets are a separate thing.
No, but the puppets on Sesame Street are Muppets.
Because
all Muppet means...
Working on
all Muppet means it's just a combination of marionette and puppet.
He would know. You wrote the book.
Yeah, I
imagine not. I forgot to mention, I'm not an expert in anything I talk about, but I have opinions that are based in nothing.
But I also think this is why there are some people who claim to be terrified of puppets, or at least creeped out by puppets, is because I think for some people, puppets seem so lifelike that they fall into that uncanny valley, effect of, like, it's too close to being lifelike, and yet it's not, so it creeps me out.
I actually have that issue.
It's called automatonophobia.
Automatonophobia?
No, automaton.
Automatonophobia.
Yes.
So I just, like, movies like Child's Play scares the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, the scariest movie to me. Like, anything that's, like, a doll coming to life. Because to me, I don't know why, but that makes sense. No offense, Julio. I'm not too scared of you. Although you do have a bug eye.
What? It's because you're bugging me,
senior.
All right, I'm gonna go kill myself.
Thank you, Julio. Oh, damn it. Okay.
But even within Star Wars, okay, so Jabba the Hutt is an amazing puppet. Took like three puppeteers to control Jabba. But even Jabba, almost every creature in the early Star Wars movies is a puppet of some sort.
Yeah.
You know, and even things like the walkers, the Imperial walkers, are puppets. So there's all sorts of puppets going on in those movies that we don't even recognize as puppets. So in a way, they're better puppets than Yoda.
But here,
we immediately think.
Can I support your point? There's a story.
I prefer you didn't.
Okay.
Go on.
What are you gonna say, Jeff?
There's a story of Frank Oz picking up the Yoda head while they're working on it, and he drops it, and the skull cracks. If it breaks that easily.
Yeah, and then he stomped on it. He said, I don't want to be associated with you.
No, he was like, I'm sorry.
Maybe let's not stomp the ground next time.
Oh, sorry.
We got something barely on the, just trying to live.
Do we have comments?
No, we have a watcher though on that one. I think we have. But we're getting views on BitChat. I always focus on the BitChat, and then the people are watching on Facebook Live, I'll ask them this.
Is that how you don't get depressed?
I just talk to people on this. This is the only thing keeping me alive. Thank you, Julio, for reminding me of my horrible depression. I will say this, Peter.
Yeah.
No other puppet in Star Wars causes a sentimental scene like Yoda when he dies.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely correct. I'm not judging Yoda as a character who is important to us as a character. I'm simply judging him as a puppet.
As a simple puppet.
As a puppet.
Okay. And in the New Hope. Okay.
Yoda's not in a New Hope.
He's not in it. Exactly. If he was in the New Hope, he would mean something more. I know. No. Well, they replaced the CGI in the remake. So.
I think they used a puppet in Phantom Menace for part of it at least. But.
Yeah, and then they CGI'd over it later.
What they did on Phantom, well, maybe for Phantom Menace, what they did with the other two movies is George Lucas wanted them to make a CGI look exactly like the puppet.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole problem. They're like, no, we can just make it He goes, no, it needs to be weird like the puppet. It needs to move.
Yeah.
We could just use the puppet.
Right.
It needs mistakes. Yeah. And that's what makes puppets look more alive. Like, if you look at the old films, than like a CGI piece. Like, Maz Kanata in the new Star Wars, not to make this a Star Wars thing, but
no, that's fair.
She's not believable, but the background characters that are puppets are totally believable.
Well, there's also, you don't spend nearly as much time with those background characters.
Yeah, which too.
Plays off the illusion better.
But, if a puppet does something that's not, like, if a puppet moves seamlessly or perfect, or a CGI thing moves seamlessly and perfect, mm-hmm. then it doesn't seem real.
Right.
It seems like...
It's creepy.
Yeah. Which is why my favorite stuff is, like, very, when things break, like, that's a real thing. That's a real...
In one of the Aliens film, there's like a chomping bit of where the alien chomps at the actress, and it was a complete accident, but they used it in the film
because she's scared as fuck.
She's super scared, you know. I mean, that would scare you if you have a giant creature in your face and then it's all of a sudden starts chomping at you. You get a serious reaction.
Yeah, they had to sew her ear back on, if I recall correctly. It really took a bite out of her.
You're just a jackass.
All right, so Yoda.
Puppet knowledge,
so you think Yoda's not the best puppet as well? There's no reason to tell Peter he's wrong and saying take Yoda off the list.
No, I don't. I think Yoda can go.
All right, Yoda off the list. Pretty early on for Yoda, I think.
Goodbye, Yoda.
Goodbye, Yoda.
I just thought you got to come out and knock out some of the heavy hitters right away.
Julio, did you know Yoda at all?
Did I know Yoda?
Yes.
What, do you think all puppets talk to one another?
Well, I don't. Okay, I didn't want to make it that thing. Okay, we're gonna move along. Jeff, you're up next. On this list, what do you think is not the best puppet?
Can I say?
Well, Julio, I feel like you're going to say whatever you want anyways. Okay. No, Julio, if you want to take Jeff's spot, feel free. You have to talk to Jeff about it, though.
Okay, Jeff, fuck Alf.
Okay.
Wow.
That sounds terrible. He's an illegal alien in your life. Okay.
Julio, I'm going to go next. I'm going to take Howdy Doody off the list.
Oh! Really?
No, I'm joking. I'm gonna stick with Alf.
Oh, jeez! Okay, we're taking Alf off the list. What's the reasoning other than being an illegal alien?
I don't think he ranks up there with some of the others. I mean, I just don't feel it.
He led a TV show for what seemed like years. 5 seasons, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Good run.
Yeah, terrific run.
How many years did Julio's sitcom last?
Come back here, Jeff and Julio. So
I think Alf. The thing is it even though it wasn't a believable character to me as a kid, it always looked like a puppet, and that bothered me a lot.
So this is. I feel like the theme of this is going to be realism.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe that's what we kind of stuck to. But you killed like the most realistic character, right?
Well, I want a realistic puppet like Julio here. I want to believe.
See.
In a talking cockroach.
Okay.
And so, here's a question. So Alf, I understand taking Alf off. I think he's the funniest of all the puppets on here.
He's funny.
He's definitely the funniest.
Just because he has good writers doesn't mean he's the
Well, I think he does his own stuff. No, Alf. I was talking to somebody the other day about Alf, in the sense that the pitch meeting for Alf was, hey, you know how we have like a fun family structure? Yeah, yeah. So it's just like dad, some kids, mom, you know, they're all just joking around. Yeah, we want to do a show like that. Any gimmicks? Oh, there's an alien. There's an alien puppet that eats cats. Wait, what?
I will say the puppeteer who did Alf was true.
Only 10 years after Mork and Mindy, you know, so they basically just said, oh, let's do Mork and Mindy, but set it in a family, and instead of having Robin Williams, let's get a puppet. So that we don't have to pay them too much.
The thing too is...
And if they get too famous, they can't just leave and go do movies either. We still...
I guess that's fair. Mm-hmm. They can do commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I think Alf did commercials for a little bit.
He probably did.
I know that the creator of Alf was very protective of the character and his realism.
Oh, wait. Wasn't there... Oh, shit. There was a movie... The realism about... A movie about one of the writers on Alf...
Uh-huh.
Permanent Midnight. He was a heroin addict. Did you ever see this?
Came no. Out
in 1998. It had Ben Stiller in it. It was a really good, dark movie.
Is it like a documentary?
No. It's a fiction, you know, a
biography.
Biopic
yeah.
of this guy. I can't remember his name, but he was a writer, producer of ALF, and he was also a heroin addict, and yeah, they made a movie about it. I don't remember anything else.
That's I didn't realize that.
I fell asleep.
I guess you can
check
see,
it out.
You can see influences of heroin in ALF.
Oh, yeah.
That one scene where he gets that rubber band and he ties it around his arm and he puts a cat on a spoon and burns it up.
Right.
And the one where Alf turns, Alf, what are you doing?
I'm not doing cat heroin. The episode where Alf turns tricks in an alley.
Yeah.
Right, to go buy cats to eat. Yeah.
It's really
it's a metaphor.
That was a very special episode of Alf.
Yep, the episode where he has withdrawals.
Yeah, and they have to lock him in the closet for the whole episode, and he keeps threatening them.
He's sweating the whole time. He's wet.
So disgusting.
Intervention, Alf intervention.
Yeah, and then the baby dies, and they're not sure, you know, they're like, oh, how do we let this baby die? Because by then the whole family's hooked on heroin. I've forgotten what the
name is. And then the baby disappears.
Wait, that's Trainspotting.
I didn't watch that movie, thanks, though.
It's terrible, don't watch that
scene. I've been told to watch Trainspotting so much. I've heard great things. Well, my boss was, my old boss was Scottish.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to do.
Shut being Scottish.
Alright, then, Lenny.
Hello. Did I do it? Did I do it right? Did I nail the accent? Hello, I'm not Scottish.
Well, I mean, better than Julio's Kentucky accent.
Wait, Julio, are you from Kentucky?
See, people say, Julio, you have an accent. Julio, you have a foreign name. Julio, if you are from Mexico and you are a cockroach that has bad implications in the current political climate of the United States of America. And you know what I say to that? No, I'm from Kentucky.
Ah, you son of a gun, Julio! See? Always doing the gags and the tricks and the. I gotta say, you move well. You move well for how skinny you are.
Oh, thank you. That is what my girlfriend says.
You have a girlfriend?
See, she is a woman.
Well,
I almost like a mature cockroach. No, a human woman. Oh, I know humans and cockroaches. You know the heart wants what the heart wants. You know, she almost killed me the other day.
How did she almost kill you, Julio?
She wanted to be on top.
Oh, God dang it.
I was like, Senora, you are on top. I go slap. So what did you do? I took one for the team. Oh, it was dark. I could not breathe. It sounds terrible. I loved it. Okay.
This is bullshit. Did you bring enough puppets for everybody or not?
I'm sorry.
Hello. Anyways, okay. So
that was a weird tangent.
I also, another thing I wanted to say about Alf is it led to my favorite TV show pitch idea. Was a guy who goes, we have a family structure. It's two parents. They live. Guy's got like a construction job. Mom's the housewife. They have an older sister. A middle brother who he's like cool. He's like a jock. But the sister's kind of like a valley girl. They get a new baby, and he's kind of a whole comedic thing. That sounds good. What? Anything else about this? Oh, they're all dinosaurs. I forgot to mention they're all dinosaurs. It's the Jurassic era.
What? That was such a funny show. Because the puppeteers could not see through the big dinosaur faces.
Really?
So, like, they had to open the mouths and make sure they were talking when they walked through doorways so that they could see. They were dying in there.
It's also the saddest series finale of any series in the world.
I never saw it. What happened? They all die?
It starts snowing. Uh-huh. And they go, are we going to be okay? And it's like, and that's how it ends. And it's all the dinosaurs' fault because they did pollution or whatever. Uh-huh. And they tried to do all this stuff to fix it, and they all failed. And like the main character is the reason why the Ice Age happens, and they all die.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's dark.
It's so dark.
So they didn't have like an asteroid hitting, they just had...
The Ice Age. They covered the whole world in smoke and caused the Ice Age.
Fucking dinosaurs, man.
The real social commentary. A very special series finale. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, Jim Henson was the best. He really knew his demographic.
Wait, did Jim Henson make dinosaurs?
Yeah, he made dinosaurs.
I thought he was dead by the time that came out.
No.
He died in 1990,
He
right?
died in 1990. Or pneumonia, I think.
Yeah. When did that show come out? I thought it was like early 90s.
Really?
I thought he was alive for a portion. It could have been just as it was just the company, but
Henson Company. I have no idea.
I didn't look this one
as
up.
As a puppet critic, I have not paid much attention to them.
I'll tell you this though, Alf's gone.
Bye, Alf.
All right, I'm next on the list to take one off. I'm just gonna make it easy because I know we're not. He's not gonna win. I'm taking Jigsaw off the list as best puppet.
Fine with that.
Minor horror movies.
Plaster Face Bastard.
Plaster Face Bastard, the Bastard Face Plaster, whatever you want to say about him. And on top of that, on top of all of that, spooky.
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 And you're already afraid of puppets enough without them being.
I don't need spooks. I don't need to be spooked. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry. Goodbye, Jigsaw.
I wonder if they're going to recast him as a cockroach.
No, Julio, I don't think you're going to... I can't imagine...
Get out. You're trying to get out.
You do have the same, like, size legs as Jigsaw, so that's probably a good sign. You could... Do you mind wearing...
These are not my legs, senor.
Doesn't Jigsaw have screwed up eyes as well? I'm trying to remember.
He's got, like, it's like pitch black eyes.
Okay.
Are you okay with doing white face, Julio?
Is that socially acceptable?
I don't know. Jigsaw off the list.
I don't want the social implications of cockroaches.
Well, you're from Kentucky. How would you know?
I know.
Okay, we're gonna. Guys, that's the first round of veto. We took Jigsaw, Alf, Yoda. You know, a couple big names already off the list. And we're gonna continue going down as another round of veto. And the oldest person here, Mr. Peter Wallace.
So I just want to clarify something. Realism isn't going to be my metric for everything. It just happens to be that for the Star Wars movies, Yoda is not meant to be recognized as a puppet.
Yeah, so some are supposed to be recognized as a puppet.
Some of them, like if you take a Kermit the Frog, we're not supposed to think that Kermit's a real frog. We're going to compete to see who does the best Kermit voice.
Hi, all, and welcome again to the Muppet Show. Yay! Hi, Piggy. Can we go blah, blah, blah? Oh, boy. Hey, Fozzie.
Hiya, waka, waka, Fozzie Bear. Kermit, I want to get into the show. I'm here, just Piggy.
Kermit? Oh. Oh, I was wondering if you were going to be on the show. Oh. You are putting Fozzie on the show, are you?
I think I'm putting... Anyway, there's my invitation.
My turn.
Hi, I'm Kermit the Frog.
Oh, God damn it. No.
I'm going to get rid of King Friday. King Friday, I find to be a pedantic bore.
That's the first time. 41 episodes, the first time pedantic bore has ever been said on the show.
Yeah. And he's also, again, not the best puppet in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood of Make-Believe. Not saying that any of them are great
puppets. It's the mailman.
But, yeah, the mailman's a great puppet. Very convincing. But the most enjoyable puppet, I think, is the evil museum lady, Lady Elaine Fairchild, with her boomerang, sumerang, tumerang.
I will tell you, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood did not teach me very good things about my neighbors.
Oh, what did they teach you?
I said I could just go older, you know? Tell them where Michael Jackson touched you.
Oh, jeez.
Right. Does that explain the puppets?
The guy's been through enough.
Children? Been through enough children?
Yeah, I've been through enough children. Then.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ, Michael.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. When you present the world with art as great as you had, especially just with the Jackson 5, all right? I'm just saying, maybe that's a few kids, maybe that's just a couple. He just brought so much enjoyment to the world. No? All right, never mind.
You know,
Jeff, I don't know why you even said that.
I feel like I can get away with the pedophile jokes more than you can. I think we clearly realize that.
You guys look like you're about to do a pedophile. All of you together.
I don't know what that means.
I will say this. This is I just heard this recently because I saw Emo Phillips live.
Yeah.
This is the Emo Phillips show he did, which I think is a top three Emo Phillips show. Because Woody Allen adopted his daughter at the age of 9, but didn't marry her until the age of 15. He's got the patience of a saint.
The premise even good.
Such a great joke.
The premise is good too, dog. Wow. I mean, the premise makes you laugh. That's when it's good.
But he was Emo Phillips was great. That was at Let's Fest where we recorded last week, which was a great time in Fort Wayne. Thanks again, Let's Fest, for having us. Now let's continue. We took King Friday off because that's who I was going to take off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine with that. What I'm saying is I agree
with
the idea of taking Mr. Rogers. Did he have a first name, Mr. Rogers?
Fred Rogers? Yeah, it was Fred Rogers.
Roy?
I don't think that anyone on the show called him Fred, did they?
No. So, that's what I'm asking. When Mr. Rogers walked into King Friday, did King Friday call him by a name?
I don't think so. Didn't he just refer to everyone as his royal subject?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Hello, that's my King Friday. Okay.
I should take my hand out of the puppet. I've done that a few times.
It really takes away from the idea that this isn't a real...
It takes away from the illusion, I'm dying over here.
fucking sorry.
Jesus Christ. So Jeff... Julio, whichever one wants to answer, what are you guys taking off?
Screw
the doozers.
Doozers, dozers, whatever.
Well, I feel
they did nothing in Fraggle Rock. They're little gross little things. all they have.
No character.
Yeah, nothing. No character, no... Probably nothing. They build, fucking...
It's why do they need all those structures that they're constantly
building? Why do you need sugar structures, really? Yeah. If you can eat the structure you're making.
Welcome to Fraggle Rock.
I think that there were better characters in Fraggle Rock. He thinks you're better characters.
The dog?
No. The trash pile.
The trash pile. Yeah, that was a good one.
Much better than the doozers.
It was basically Jabba the Hutt if he was trash.
Screw the doozers.
Screw the doozers.
What were the giants called when they would? Because that was in the same world as.
Dude. And then there was some old man in his garage.
Yeah, he wasn't a puppet.
I know.
That's where they lived, off his store. But he had the dog that was a puppet.
What were the giants called? What were their...
I forget.
Bill?
No, I mean, they had a...
Is it Angela?
I don't remember.
What about Frank?
You know.
Okay.
Traveling Matt was the best character from...
Fraggle Rock? Mm-hmm. What's Uncle Traveling Matt?
Well, he was a Fraggle who would travel around the world and send postcards back to the Fraggles.
He's actually in the beginning of...
But the weird thing is, Fraggles are supposed to be tiny... And Traveling Matt, when he's out in the world,
he's just a puppet
he's
size.
Puppet size instead of being
they weren't
consistent at all with the size.
I know, it's hilarious. It's like they come out of a little tiny hole, and all of a sudden it's like, now you have a Muppeteer. He's in the beginning of Do It Anyway, a music video by Ben Folds. He had all the Fraggles do it, and in comes Exploring Fraggle.
Is that his name?
I forget his name.
Uncle Traveling Matt.
Dude, Uncle Traveling Matt.
Uncle Traveling Matt. Alright, the dudes are... They're off. I'm up next. I gotta be honest. This is difficult. This is a tough six to choose from.
This is hard.
Triumph, Cookie Monster, Howdy Doody, Lamb Chop.
Yeah, somehow we ended up with a pretty strong...
Even with Yoda, if Yoda and Alfred here, it would be tough for me. I like Yoda and Alfred. Here's the deal. I know this is a tough show. I know a lot of people watch this show and they go, Joe, what kind of attitude are you really
bringing? A lot of people?
We get usually 100 something views on Bit Chat. We used to get 400 views and then they updated it and then I lost all my views. I don't know what happened. I blame them. But we are at this point and I hate doing this. But if I'm looking at the rest of these things and I'm wondering, there's only two puppets on here that are similar puppets. And there's one I like better than the other, so I'm taking the lesser of the two off. Which means I'm taking Lamb Chop off the list.
Jerry Lewis represent. Wow. I wanted to keep my ventriloquist, my fellow ventriloquist up there. Shit.
And the only female puppet up there.
As the only female, I wanted the female.
By the way, Miss Piggy should
feminism.
Hey, Travis, we've got about 57 viewers on VidChat, so go fuck yourself, all right, Travis? He said only one live viewer. Oh, man. I'm taking Lamb Chop. The reason I'm taking Lamb Chop off, and this is my thought process. I think everybody is a different puppet on the list. Mm-hmm. But I think Triumph is a similar puppet to Lamb Chop.
Really?
And I like Triumph way much more. Because it's a hand puppet.
Well, they all are.
No. Crow T Robot.
Well, he's talking about a small, almost pocket-sized.
Yeah, a handheld, like the one.
Yeah, it's basically the sock puppet, a glorified sock puppet.
Obviously, you get to veto what you get to veto. But when you think about the simplicity of that puppet, when you think about, you know, what is the best puppet, right?
Yeah.
The best puppet could just be this. This is a puppet that everyone has accessible at any time. Is a puppet.
You really think Lamb Chop?
At any time. Lamb Chop is all you do. Lamb Chop is just this. With a couple of legs in here,
like
that's
it's
all
even,
it is.
It's less than Kermit the Frog. Like, it's less. It can go less.
And you can have two of them talking to each other like this at any time.
And she
and one of them could bite the other one like that.
The mouth like this. Boing, boing, like Sherry. I don't know Sherry. Like that kind of thing.
Oh, Sherry, you look ugly, Sherry.
I'm not Sherry.
Oh, no.
But having said all that, fuck Lamb Chop.
Yeah, fuck Lamb Chop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's get rid of Lamb
Chop. Here's the deal. I think I agree with you, and I think Lamb Chop did the best version of this as a puppet, where cowering and covering your face, your eyes with your hands.
Right, yeah.
I don't think a puppet ever did a better job of...
The emotion.
Hey, check this out.
This guy knows more about puppetry than he admits.
That's all I got. All right, I broke all my fingers to do that. No, I'm taking Lamb Chop off the list, and if you have an issue with that, that's on you. That's not on me. All right, that's on you. Lamb Chop is off the list. We're down to our final five. If you're watching on Facebook Live, if you're watching on BitChat, we're down to our final five. Triumph, Cookie Monster, Crow T Robot, Howdy Doody, and Kermit the Frog. If you're watching on Facebook Live or BitChat and you think we missed somebody, we have a wild card spot for Best Puppet. So if you think there's a Best Puppet we haven't talked about that you think should be on the list, feel free to comment now. Just comment now. Let us know there's a puppet we missed. Or call in on BitChat, whichever you want to do. But just let us know while we're doing that. I'd actually like to talk to Jeff about the actual world of ventriloquism a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, that's it. No, Jeff, when you, as a ventriloquist, so you currently do ventriloquism regularly.
Yeah.
You told me earlier today that you think you could do ventriloquism full time.
Eventually, yeah. I mean, if I wanted to, I could just do kids' birthday parties. But
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
No, that's not like it's a day job.
I could get a birthday party like every day, basically. That's my goal, and I mean, I don't really want to do birthday parties.
Wait, do people have birthdays every day? Wow, I didn't even think about that. That's amazing. So you could do.
The thing is, I've gotten paid so much more doing kids' birthday parties than I've ever done comedy.
Do you only do kids' birthday parties?
I mean, no, I do other stuff, but
no,
that's
I mean
I make
other birthday parties.
If he did,
doing anyone's
if he
like
made,
40
if
year old.
Oh yeah, I've done that.
Really? With Julio?
Not with Julio. I had Johnny, which is a nice old ventriloquist dummy that I made, and they refused to turn the camera. They refused to turn the camera off or the TV off. So I had performed in front of a game. I'm just gonna look at the game and make comments on it because that's the only reason why I survived that.
Really? That's interesting.
Because otherwise,
the public could watch the game together.
Yeah. That's basically what ended up happening because I started doing my routine. I'm like, "Why hello, Johnny? Why hello? How you doing, sir?" You know, and I'm like just doing my dumb act, and he's like, "Hey, my girlfriend's made out of wood. I nailed her." Okay, and that kind of bullshit. And then I had to just go and look at the TV. It worked out. But the thing is about ventriloquism is the demographic is weird to go like actual ventriloquist. The conventions are the weirdest thing in the world, especially public conventions, because the demographic is old white Christian women and gay men. So it's the majority of people are old white Christian lady, gay men. And they don't get along.
I would imagine they don't get along.
There's so much in common.
I know.
Puppets, apparently.
And the love for Jesus.
Do you have a Jesus puppet?
No, but I want to make an L. Ron Hubbard puppet.
That would be great.
That
his name is Tom Cruise.
And a little Tom Cruise that sits on his lap, like a ventriloquist dummy. So he brings out Tom Cruise and sits him on his lap, and he's like, Tom Cruise is like, I feel something in your pit. Are you?
So there's layers to this. You'll have the L. Ron Hubbard and the Tom Cruise.
Yeah. So you can, Tom Cruise, you think you could do the ventriloquist?
The American.
Oh, movie. Yeah, I can totally do that.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
What other puppets did you bring?
I brought Gus. You want to see Gus?
Yeah, let's see Gus.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, Julio de Caca Rocha. This is incredibly, the world of ventriloquism is incredible. I recently hosted for a hypnotist at Crackers. That was
Gus wore a tie.
Holy shit, this is the scariest thing to me in my life. Holy, this is all my fears.
So,
you guys, Joe, you have no idea how much he tensed up just now. You can't really tell by looking at him, but he's...
How you doing, sir?
Not comfortable.
Hey, Gus, how you doing, man?
Good.
How's life?
It's fine. It's treating me okay. You know, Jeff, you're a faggot.
Jesus.
Sorry.
With Gus away.
Gus is my childhood Burton bully.
Oh.
So we met in middle school. I was making fun of him because he's a...
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah,
we're out for it. Hey, now, do any... You'll know this. I obviously know this as a puppetry critic, but I'm asking Jeff. Can you think of any puppeteers where, like, the puppet is really nice and the ventriloquist is a dick? Does that ever work? Or is it always...
Does it work that way?
It always has to be the puppet who's an asshole.
Yeah, because the human can apologize. I can go, I'm sorry. I didn't, and I can pull them back. And you see this with Otto and George, which I think is the best... Than act ever. And that's why I don't usually use Gus as much. It's because he reminds me of George a lot.
Gotcha.
So, I think when I do the character, because he's like, hey, Jeff, you should hang yourself, so then maybe you would have a good act on strength. But, you know, just things like that. He's a cool guy. I'm cool. I do the old ventriloquist routine where I drink water and he sings. But it never works out.
It never works out.
No. It's never worked once.
It usually ends up in a fist fight between you and Gus.
Yeah.
I used to do a joke called Perfect Ventriloquism, where I talk about ventriloquism like, you know, I love ventriloquism, but I don't like ventriloquists because they never move the microphone to the puppet. So you know it's fake, you know? And, you know, I don't think I
always have a lav mic on
I don't care how good you are at not moving your mouth. Right. Your lips, you know it's fake. So I worked on something called perfect ventriloquism.
Well,
and I go, hey, Hansy, what's up? Not math, what's up?
That's terrific.
That's an old joke.
That's a good joke. I like it.
That's my first year.
Yeah?
I'm 6 years in.
You gonna bring it back for your special?
What do I have to show for it? Just nothing.
Wads of cash in the...
So what are you saying, Jeff?
What was I saying? I don't remember.
I did the thing and you go, oh, that reminds me. The microphone to the puppet.
Oh, some people use like a microphone. And one time I was on PBS and they put a microphone on my puppet while they were lobbing me. And my puppet was like, what are you, a jackass? Like, this asshole thinks I'm real, okay?
Well, I think you should always go on, you should have a little mic on your lapel when you go on stage, just in case anyone ever asks. You're like, what are you talking about? Just mic up right here.
Yeah.
There was Gary Goldman was here at Morty's Comedy Club, and I watched him on a Thursday night, and he was doing his jokes, and one of the jokes he talked about was, or one of the stories he told, he's like, I met Jeff Dunham, and he had his puppet out, and I went to go, hey Jeff, how you doing? I shook hands, and he goes, can you shake hands with the puppet? And Gary was like, no, because that's a puppet. And then Jeff just kept the hand extended, so he's like sitting there, and Gary starts ranting about it, and then he goes, I shook the hand of the puppet.
When did this happen? Is this a true story? Or is this
this is Goldman talking on stage. So I think it really happened because the way he told it wasn't like punched up.
Yeah.
It seems like
when you get off stage as a ventriloquist, it's the worst thing. You get to go home and just leave with nothing and you look cool. I have to lug props around.
You need a whole suitcase.
Should have thought of that ahead of time, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, before you started the joke, because I'm at the age of 7. Literally, you suck.
Or you could just do the Senior Winslet thing. You just put some lipstick and some eyes on your hand. You do the character, and then when you're done, you just... That's packing up.
My girlfriend's her favorite ventriloquist thing is Senior Winslet.
Right.
That's
love
what I'm talking about, that guy.
I think there's two ventriloquist acts that I can like point out, or three, as like the most influential as like an act that doesn't really change that much. It's Otto and George... Senior Wences and Sammy King. You might not know Sammy King. Sammy King's my personal mentor. I love him. He's the most, he's the funniest guy.
Sammy King, call in.
No.
Apparently you guys aren't that close. He's not watching.
He's not watching. I don't think anyone's watching at this point.
There are people watching.
That's insulting.
We've got 70-something views on BitChat. Don't focus on the Facebook Live. BitChat doesn't record well, so I can put that on YouTube.
I'm sorry.
He's not watching anymore.
No, he was.
Again, I can't stress this enough. A Facebook Live aspect, so people can watch and comment, but that's a better version for me to put on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that doesn't, BitChat doesn't record very well. But I will say this about Jeff. You may not. Jeff actually knows, like, Jeff Dunham and Terry Fader. Is that how you pronounce it? I've been saying Terry Fator.
You can say
it's his name. There's only one way to pronounce it.
You can pronounce it however you want. This is America.
Hey, glurp, 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 glurp. Oh, hey, how you doing? I answered anything.
They're super nice people.
Yeah, and because the whole world of ventriloquism, like one of my favorite Comedy Central Presents special is Amazing Jonathan. The whole world of magicians, the whole world of hypnotism, all these different places are in the vein of what stand-up is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy that you say that.
It's basically just being on stage and in entertaining people with bullshit for a while.
Yeah.
Whatever entertaining bullshit you're having to have.
And the thing is I like that you respect it a little bit, because the thing is a lot of people go...
Only a little.
I know, it's a very little. But a lot of people go, you're just a puppet. It's just a puppet thing. Like, you couldn't be funny without a puppet. I think I can be funny without a puppet. I've done that before, just to test myself.
Not today.
Not today.
Jesus. He's had the puppet the whole time?
Jeff
sucks.
Like a
cock. Like God, Roach.
Was he talking about Cockers. Jeff Galt or Jeff Dunham?
No. Jeff, this one. No, Jeff Dunham's a great friend of
mine. So the puppet is your security one?
Well, I wouldn't say that. The puppet is... I know what you said, but the puppet is just a different way. Here, when I was in California, I did an act dressed like a robot. Maxwell Rubowitz. Mm-hmm. You may have seen it.
Yeah, the authors.
And people liked it so much that they were asking Maxwell to do shows and not me.
Yeah.
So did you start getting, like, setting up a team of your friends as Max Robitwitz and sending them all over?
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, you just copy
the act.
But then I gotta split the money.
You just pay them a tiny amount?
Bowers, owner of Morty's, told me once, he goes, Joe, you should open for the robot. You can get paid twice. And my reaction was, why can't he open for me? Why do I have to open for the robot?
I love that, because it's like a Kaufman thing, like with Tony Clifton.
Yeah.
Okay, like I love how he would just come out and then just go to Andy, like he wouldn't.
Another good
point. There was a guy in his name? He's a Greek dude. He was in New York and he did this character that was a Puerto Rican transgender lady, like turning into a lady.
A puppet?
No, it was this character that he did in Carmine or something like that, and the character was huge.
Mm-hmm.
He was selling out Caroline's doing this character, and he would open for it. Mm-hmm. And the audience for his character was all these Puerto Ricans.
Giannis
Papas?
Yes.
Yeah. So he had to quit the character because he was opening for the character.
Right.
And people hated Giannis. Because the audience for the character was not Giannis's audience.
Isn't that kind of what like Carlos Mencia did?
Yeah, well, it's... No, Carlos Mencia, he just stole jokes.
Yes.
And, but yeah, he's a weird... Because he's always been very nice to people.
I thought his name was Ned.
Oh, you mean like
his middle name? Carlos is like his middle name.
That's weird to me. He's like, I just stuck with the Jeff Goltz thing, but maybe...
It could be Carlos.
Jeff Goltz is a fine name. There's no other Jeff Goltzes out there.
No. There is a Jeff Dunham, so Jeff...
I never heard of him.
Everyone talks, they come in the comment and go, hey, Jeff, what's up?
But it's interesting, because you do... And I think the issue with ventriloquism is that you get... this is your one act. It doesn't let you go outside that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same, like, doing a character. You get just stuck with this thing. And then I did a festival as the robot, and Maria Bamford went on stage. And they had the Whitest Kid You Know, a sketch group going on after that. But between it, they wanted two acts. So Maria Bamford does an hour. Uh-huh. Then a local comic, Nick Merriweather, he goes after her.
Uh-huh.
And that sucks. He does like 10, 15 minutes, and he just plows through it. The crowd's drunk. They just watched Maria for an hour. And yeah. they're like, he does fine. He does the best you can possibly do in that situation. While he's there, I'm in a robot costume going on after him. And Maria Bamford's sitting there backstage with her legs crossed, like Indian style on the ground. And I'm sitting there, and I got a mask, and I go, I look over, and I see her, and she looks at me with just fear. Just pure fear. And going, ah! Uh-huh. And I don't know what to do, so I just... robot away. And then I go out there and eat shit.
You should have said,
oh, you get
you
it.
Said, death to humans.
The costume thing, so you get it, though. Like, the prop. Like, you have, if you bomb and you have to walk out as a robot.
Yeah.
You have to keep your character. It's terrible. And that's the whole thing.
You
it's
drive like, away in your car as a robot.
Well, the good thing is you bomb in a costume. You can take the costume off and no one knows you.
If anyone notices you removing that costume.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You have to kill that person.
But there's a show here, like, have you ever seen Evening with the Authors?
I haven't seen that.
He's 17 years old.
I'm 18, I just turned.
Sorry, he's not old enough to kill the white rabbit. He's probably not old enough to be on this podcast.
Probably not old enough to be in my house.
Yeah, get out of the house.
How old's Gus?
I am. He's pretty old.
He's a supervisor. Why was he bullying you in middle school?
He was still there. Jeff didn't build him until middle school. He created him as a 43-year-old man who bullies.
I think that's just you.
It's so amazing to build your own bully, though.
Yeah.
To create someone who will then torment you.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You mean, Peter actually is a puppet that Jeff created as well. That's how good a ventriloquist he is. Okay, we're down to our final five.
I'm going
to
kick his
no
ass.
No one suggested any new puppets.
Bend over. All right.
We're going to go one at a time.
Well, listen, I would like to make a suggestion then. Because like, I think, like, to me, the ideal puppet, the creme de la creme of puppets, right, would be like a snail. With a mustache. Do you have anything like that? Do you have a snail with a mustache?
There's this ventriloquist who's really, he's funny. And he has a, he's missing, he's like a deformed arm that looks like a snail. And he has a snail puppet. And the snail thinks his arm is a snail.
Does he have a mustache?
It doesn't have a mustache, but I can tell him. I should get the guy a mustache and put it on it just so he does Peter's act.
Wait, you have a puppet too, Peter?
It's a good thing I brought.
Oh my god, it's the exact same puppet! Oh my god!
Wait!
I gotta get out.
Wait, what? You have a puppet? What the hell is happening to my show?
There's a puppet here. I wouldn't say that. I mean,
alright.
A living
puppet. What's your name, guy?
What fucking business is that with yours, pal?
I don't know.
He's not a polite puppet.
No, I can't imagine. Well, that's fine. Have you met Julio de Cacarocha?
I have not.
It's nice to hear you talk.
Hi.
I gotta, you're a little bit slow. You're not too, you don't have comedic timing yet.
What?
What I'm saying is when you're talking to Julio, okay, what I'm trying to tell you is that when you talk to Julio, you're not reacting.
What are you trying to tell me?
Just let us have the final word.
I won't talk to...
Are you okay, Peter?
He's kind of a... Yeah, he doesn't care for cockroaches.
That would be... You know, I like...
I went to the Nine Inch Snails concert.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You went to what?
What
concert?
He went to the... What?
What concert did you go to?
The Nine Inch Snails concert.
Oh, the Nine Inch Snails.
Shut up.
Size of my cock.
You have nothing but cock jokes.
No. I am the director of interspecies relations. Mm. Are you interested? I'm so sorry about this.
I didn't think the show was going to end up like this.
So can we add a snail puppet with a mustache to the list?
Yeah, we'll add snail puppet with a mustache. Yeah. It doesn't have a name.
Best kind of puppet. Why would you ever name a snail with a mustache?
Is that what you name it?
I wouldn't name a snail. Would you name a pet snail?
I don't think I would have a pet snail.
Oh. Okay then. Good point. Would you name a snail puppet? Is the puppet's name, like, important?
You know how you're not...
Well, yeah, that makes it, that humanizes it.
Yeah, you give a care.
Why would I want to humanize a snail?
That's the jokes I like to do sometimes when people ask, like, cockroach things. I'm like, dude, I'm a cockroach, I do nothing. Like, what do you do for a living? Like, I'm a fucking cockroach. What are you, a retard? Like, it don't work.
You know what?
Okay. This is too hard. I don't know how you can
prove to you that I can do this for hours?
Just so you know, with those two characters on the thing, that was a literal slug bug.
It was. and we ruined it right before you got your line.
I know. It sucked. That sucked. That was a great line. Oh.
That's not the voice.
Oh. I'm thinking of shit.
Oh. You don't need to work this dirty, Jeff.
I don't have to work. No, it's not dirty. It's clean. I wipe.
Oh, God. Juicy
Did you say What is going on here?
I don't know.
I don't want to use a puppet that's not my puppet.
I've never...
No, please, go. Go ahead.
It's good.
No, use the puppet, Jeff.
Okay, I'll show you how to do
you
it.
You bought this for just for this? Or did you have
it? No, I had it.
That's terrific.
I'm not a puppet person, but a friend of mine had this puppet, and I was like, a snail puppet is great.
I know, it's a really nice... I actually liked it when I first saw that.
And then I added the mustache.
The mustache is what makes it... See, that's the thing. You knew how to make it original. You know?
I just wanted him to be like his own thing. See, he can do like the anger and frustration, the slow burn of a puppet. That's always my favorite thing on like that Kermit does, is the like frustrated slow burn.
Like when his
kill me! Kill me! I'm not supposed to be alive!
Anyone natural!
Oh man, that's my favorite Otto and George joke. Is when George looks out into the crowd, mm-hmm. He sees a black guy, he goes, oh, it's a black guy, guilty! And then he just does it, guilty! It's hilarious. And then I like...
That came out of nowhere.
Though. Yeah, I really thought it was going to have something
to kill me. Sounded a little bit like...
It felt like there was going to be a lot more like, uh-huh. When he realizes he's a live thing that shouldn't be alive, but right. No, it was just... Why are we guilty? That's
funny joke.
At least the show is three white guys.
I'm yellow.
And a couple of puppets.
Randy very much does not agree with the stances that Jack Gold has taken this entire time.
It's not me.
Thank you so much. Alright, it is kind of hot in there.
It's too hot. I couldn't do it.
Alright, let's continue here. We have five puppets. We're going to go one at a time. We're going to decide whether they should be in the top three or not. What we have left is Triumph, Cookie Monster, Crow T Robot, Howdy Doody, and Kermit. So we'll start with the first one. Triumph, the Insult Comic Dog. Is that a top three puppet?
Fuck.
It's funny, though.
It's the funniest one of the five, I think.
Is Triumph a top three out of these five?
That's the question.
Because I feel like a Cookie Monster and Kermit are so iconic that they almost have to be in there. Howdy Doody I'm willing to get rid of just because I find...
Well, let's talk about Triumph, right. And then we'll decide.
Just talk about them one at a time.
Well, no, what I'm saying is if we don't know if it's top three or not, we could say it's on the bubble and go back to it.
Hey, I wonder if Howdy Doody and Buffalo Bob had a relationship.
What would happen?
I imagine that a Buffalo Bob would be the bottom. You know?
Jeez Louise.
Would be the... I'm sorry, you can't do the joke. I'm just curious. You know,
the what?
The bottom?
The bottom?
The bottom? The bottom is what I'm saying. Okay. I'm sorry. He can't speak. He's bad.
He's good.
You got that thick Kentucky accent.
thick Kentucky accents in you.
Okay, so Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
That's a good one, though.
So that's a puppet you respect, even though it's so like low brow how it does.
And again, that's an off the rack puppet. They just bought that. They just found this weird puppet and bought it and started using it in the show. You have a preference
to make
for a custom made proper puppet.
Yeah, he's made both of these puppets.
Not that one.
You didn't make Gus?
No, I worked on Gus.
You gussied him up though, didn't you?
I gussed him. I mean, he used to be a black puppet.
Jeff.
Usually Gus says that in the act, so I kind of hate that I'm saying
it. If Jeff Dillon just said his act without the puppets, it would sound really racist.
It would sound terrible. Now,
but I will say, so Triumph, though, here's a question. Since it's like his arm is a separate thing than the actual thing, is that one puppet or is that two puppets?
I think that's just one puppet, but it's almost like a...
accessory.
Yeah, because that's like a marionette thing, having the hand move. So that's like what Muppets do. I would still consider it one puppet.
Yeah,
I'd
be
one. The interesting thing about Triumph is that Triumph doesn't try in any way at all to be convincingly real.
Yeah.
Triumph is...
It's a challenge of the form.
Right.
It really is.
But it works.
It works.
Would not work if... they tried to convince you that Triumph was a real dog.
Yeah, no.
Triumph wouldn't work if it was a guy doing Triumph stuff.
And that wouldn't work either.
Because it's so ridiculous.
A guy in a dog costume wouldn't work.
No.
It has to be a puppet, but it's almost like it's I mean, it's self-referential as it's doing it. Part of the, I mean, most puppet acts are.
And there really isn't much manipulation there either. Like, I know that sounds...
And there's a lot, like, the cigar keeps dropping.
Yeah.
And they have a hand out, put the cigar in the mouth.
It's one of those things that's just, it looks so clumsy, it's funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something I would always want, like, in my, with, like, the whole Gus routine. Like, if I do it right, that's what I want.
Well, so. It's basically, it's the way of keeping that Don Rickles type humor that now...
Relevant.
And that now that we would be more like, oh, what? About putting it in the mouth of the puppet makes it work better. It's like,
yeah,
it gives us that extra, yeah, that extra layer of distance from it.
That like the robot character I did, the robot character did a lot of like old school style comedy.
Right.
Where it's like
stuff that would be too corny for like you to go up on stage and just do, but it works for the robot, it can work for a puppet. See, yeah, it's, the problem is,
I think, personally, I think Triumph is a top three puppet.
It's
I warn us from letting nostalgia guide our
well, path. But we also need to remember that Triumph is a relatively new puppet, and sometimes the new feels like more exciting.
But he's not that new. He's been around for like 15 years at this point.
But he's the youngest of the puppets out there.
I probably should have turned this off.
Is this Julio?
It's just a call for Julio.
Next on the list, we have Cookie Monster.
I feel like Cookie Monster has to be a top three.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster is too iconic, but the problem is Kermit is too.
And here's my issue with Cookie Monster. One
and Miss Piggy should be up there.
What is your note?
He's one note. It's just cookies. There's no other joke for Cookie Monster than shoving cookies down his.
Yeah, but he's a kid. Like he's
gaping,
kids. Like
hole of a mouth.
Right, but he is like he is sort of like an embodiment of overindulgence, which is a very American thing.
So Cookie Monster is.
But you're right. He is one note. That is a good point. He's never going to. You could never put Cookie Monster as the main character in a movie the way you can Kermit.
Yeah.
Kermit actually has a more fully formed personality than Cookie Monster.
I could. I'll never be able to connect with. Well, Triumph isn't. I guess that's a good point because Triumph isn't connecting, but Triumph is funny. So it's like watching a comedian do stuff.
Triumph is like the epitome of what it's trying to do.
I wanted to explain something that my friend Jay Johnson explained to me. He's a Tony Award-winning ventriloquist. He explained to me this triangle, all right?
And he's an award-winning name, Tony.
Tony Award. He is an actual Tony.
Tony Award-winning Tony?
No,
he's not named Jay.
His name is Jay Johnson. He was on Soap.
Is Jay short for
Tony?
He's
not Tony Johnson.
He was on Soap?
He was on Soap. He was the guy who was the ventriloquist.
That's crazy.
All right, so he explained this triangle.
You mean the soap with Billy Crystal?
Yeah. Can I explain this damn thing? one side is manipulation, the other side is character, and the other is lip control, okay? So lip control really doesn't matter if you have really good character, really good comedy. Comedy and characters are the most important thing in my... So I kind of like an isosceles triangle where maybe the lip control might be lacking a little bit, but everything else... is there and it compensates for that, you know? And that's why I think Triumph, the insult dog has, is the triangle really well. He's a lot of comedy, it's a big wide triangle, but it's good.
And the lip controls helped the fact that you don't actually
see the person at all.
So he can just talk.
Yeah. It gives him a lot of leeway though. That he's kind of written in as like a really more easy character to do, but I think it's the most.
Which character is this?
Triumph.
But he's the fastest character.
Yeah, he's great.
He's live.
I think we are all.
And it's all
crowd appreciating him because he's more comic than all the other puppets.
That's fair. I get that. And I guess the idea of what is the best puppet.
Yeah.
But
what are the factors?
The criteria. I usually do this in the episode. For me, what I think a best puppet is number one. Do I want to watch it? Do I want to see it? Am I entertained by it? And I agree, Cookie Monster's for kids, but even as a kid, Cookie Monster wasn't my favorite thing that I saw on Sesame Street.
What was?
I liked Oscar the Grouch a lot.
See, Oscar the Grouch, I think, should have been up there.
Oscar the Grouch
is a more... And that's the problem with the Muppets, is that you do have... There's way too many.
I had to pick one Muppet, one Sesame Street character, and I went with Cookie Monster just because it seemed more iconic. Right. Big Bird, but Big Bird is more costume... than puppet, I think.
That's a big puppet. It works like this. The guy's inside of it, working it like this, looking down at a monitor that's put right here, so he can see exactly what's happening. That's a really hard puppet to work, and it takes hours, and then you're kind of stuck there. You can't just, like...
Yeah.
So you got to learn how to do this.
And the guy who does that Carol Spinney, he sleeps in that costume. He wears that costume 23 and a half hours a day.
No, Carol Spinney has... Well, he's been doing it for so long. I mean, he actually does the voice still. I mean, and he doesn't do the actual costuming as much as another guy.
So they've got other puppeteers in there, and he's just...
He's one... I think there's another big bird now, because he's eight. He's like... He's the only one from the original cast.
Right.
So they everyone's like, okay, so we got to be cool with him.
Wait, isn't Gordon still there?
Which was Gordon?
He's a guy.
What puppet?
Oh, he's not a puppet. He's one of the people on Sesame Street.
The actors.
Okay, you're talking about the puppets.
Gordon's still there. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about puppets.
I'm so sorry.
Who's the most famous? Oh, I got Jim Henson. Never mind. I just answered it.
Most famous living?
Probably Carol Spinney.
Of Muppeteers? Frank Oz, probably. He's not done it in a long time.
But he's also a pretty good director. I mean, he really, like, I like Little Shop of Horrors.
It's hit-miss.
I love this biopic. I love this biopic on HBO, Oz. You see it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He did some crime.
He did time. He did a lot of time.
Okay, so Cookie Monster, to you guys, is a top three
part. I don't know. No, see,
It's not up there with Triumph for me.
Well,
I think he's 2-1.
But I'm also looking at the whole array here. We've got five of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like, all right, I'm going to put Cookie Monster on the bubble because you do have the point that he's only one.
Triumph and Cookie are on the bubble so far. So let's continue down the list and figure out if there's one that we can agree is a top three one. Crow T Robot, or not a top three one. Crow T Robot from Mystery Science Theater 3000. It's kind of like Triumph, where it's not great, but the comedy's there, and it's so weird.
Iconic, too.
Well, it's also dependent on the person voicing it. I have not seen the new MST3K. Is the new person voting Crow T Robot?
That's the reason why I would say it's not a top three.
Okay.
It's not as good a voice. The run it had, the second voice they had, that run was probably the best Crow T Robot. But the first voice I didn't like too much when they didn't know what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And then the new voice is not that great. And I would even say, like Yoda, not even my favorite puppet. I love Tom Servo more than I like Crow T Robot.
Tom Servo's delivery is like more dry. But as a puppet, Tom Servo isn't... Well, what is Tom Servo? He's like a
gumball machine with a mouth that moves. And that's all it is.
It's kind of simple and brilliant. It's got like
little... I would say it's even simpler than Lamb Chop, what it is.
It really is. Well, except that Lamb Chop is just a hand with...
I will say that the hand itself... And this is a real thing in designing Julio that I was worried about. Because I wanted movement in his eyes and his mouth and everything. But it's really hard to do that in a soft puppet.
Yeah.
But the soft puppet gives you a lot of control and a lot of emotion. A lot more emotion. Like if you look at
Jeff, that's not what like Tom Servo is going for.
No, but that's why it's still good and why I mean. But Tom Servo is not on the list.
Yeah, we're having a conversation.
Okay. No. Yeah, do you think Crow T Robot the top three puppet?
I don't think he's up there with Triumph or how.
I completely agree.
Okay.
Crow T Robot off the list. Next, Howdy Doody, like the original like marionette puppet type.
I'm going to go, I wanted to keep Howdy up there because, first of all, he had a big influence on one of my favorite comics, Andy Kaufman. So of course, I loved Howdy Doody Show. I love the show and everything. But I think he's definitely up there because everybody know, like even old people know him. Like if you say Howdy Doody, they're like, it's Howdy Doody.
Well, old people know him more than, but even like younger people know who Howdy Doody is. Which is kind of...
It's weird, because that's a 70-year-old puppet at this point.
It's a cultural icon, and the thing is like...
More so than, like, Charlie McCarthy, who predates Howdy Doody, right? Charlie McCarthy started out even during radio, which is weird, puppetry on the radio.
And it's really...
Much easier.
Okay. See, Charlie McCarthy...
You got a puppet for radio, okay?
Edgar Bergen was a great example of the triangle, though, because he sucked at lip control, but he had great characters.
And you just saw him talking, like, he basically was just... Not even bothering. Yeah.
But that's like Autumn George sometimes. Sometimes it was just bad looking.
It doesn't matter as long as people are clued into the puppet.
Yeah.
I mean, you told us about the triangle.
Mm-hmm. Jay Johnson, by the way.
The inventor of the triangle is Phil Jackson, though.
Tony J. Johnson. What?
Phil Jackson invented the triangle.
Phil Jackson invented the triangle.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, he had the triangle set up. Anyways, Elbow.
Are we going to be like,
because
we're talking about triangle.
I'm ill.
So would you say that a sports team is like a bunch of puppets controlled by the coach?
No, Jesus Christ, no, I'm not saying that.
Is that what you're trying to say, Joe?
That's going into a real real dark place real quick. I,
I wouldn't say it. Like that's
howdy doody. I will say this. I don't know a howdy doody joke.
I don't think he was there for being funny, like as a joke.
It's howdy doody time.
Is he the first Muppet, is he the first puppet-led TV show?
I think
I don't know if that's a good question. Popular, that's a question.
He's the most popular. I mean,
because it was a kid show, so there would have been a lot of kid shows.
Wasn't it like something puppets. Fran and Ollie or whatever? That show?
Fran and Ollie.
Yeah, because that happened before then. And
Syphil and Ollie should have been up there. Do you know Syphil and Ollie?
I don't know what that is.
It was an MTV show from like the early 90s.
Crank Yankers.
Crank Yankers. Well, what are the characters from Crank Yankers?
The guy with the helmet.
Right.
The kid with mental illness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think. Other, like, I don't, the ones you keep mentioning that people they rip their jokes off of, I don't remember them that well.
That's why they ripped their jokes off of them. Like Autumn George was so easy to rip off a joke from because it was so good.
Do you ever watch me and Fenley are there for Dead Comics? You ever see Bob and Ray?
I love Bob and Ray. I pretty much grew up listening to Bob and Ray.
Bob and Ray. And not a lot of people know Bob and Ray, which is crazy because it's Chris
Elliott. A lot of people do, but they're dead now.
It's Chris Elliott's dad.
Yeah.
So everyone knows Chris Elliott.
Yeah.
Well, he's not both of them. He's Bob.
Bob and Ray did not.
We're both Chris Elliott's dad. No. That's not in that time. I wasn't ready for it. No, is Ray Goulding?
Ray Goulding and Bob Elliott, yeah. I grew up listening to Bob and Ray because my father was a big Bob and Ray fan when he was young.
We're doing
so
this.
We had some albums with theirs.
Me and Fender are doing Slow Talkers of America.
I love that bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect for Fender and me.
See, that annoyed when that movie Zootopia came out. All I've seen in Zootopia is a preview that basically completely rips off Slow Talkers of America. Beat for beat. You know, different lines, but that's all important. It's like, what the fuck? This is a Bob and Ray bit that's been around for 60 years almost. And it's such a great bit.
Take my bit, please.
It's such a great bit.
Especially when bits are taken in their life, they then become the signature bit of the other comic.
Yeah.
Like, Otto and George, the nursery rhymes with that. That for me, I mean.
And your best friend.
Yeah. And that's crazy. I think that's like, I mean, that becomes like the main line. And like Dennis Leary takes like Louis C.K.'s asshole bit from like ever ago, and then he does a song, and it's his main bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's,
well, worse than that.
If you steal your main bit,
cancer bit.
Dennis Leary is like one of the first comics I ever listened to, and I didn't know any of that stuff. Yeah. So my problem is like I defend Dennis.
By the way, Dennis Leary, if you're watching, it's all water under the bridge.
Yeah, it's all. Don't worry about it.
It's
got nothing to do with us.
Bill Hicks and Louis C.K. are dead.
Bill Hicks and Louis C.K. have been dead for 20 years.
Yeah,
23 years.
Thank God. Am I allowed to say that?
What? It's a show, man. You want.
Can we not pick Kermit, though? Because here's why.
You don't want to pick Kermit as a top three puppet?
No.
I mean as the winner. Because it would be super cliche.
Yeah, I agree. I agree what you're saying.
But there's a reason for that.
I think
you want to know what it is?
Because it's
he's the best puppet.
He's the best puppet.
But
was that a surprise?
Well, then let's add Miss Piggy. Let's... Vote for Snail Puzzle with a mustache.
I'm not. By the way,
it is. What already?
Yeah. Clearly, take Snail with a mustache puppet off. So we're down to.
Does anyone have any other puppets in mind?
We're down to four: Triumph, Cookie Monster, Kermit, and
Kermit's got
to
be a top.
Howdy Doody. I think Kermit's got to be a top.
Let's kick Cookie Monster off.
I think that's. I think that's
it's
the fair.
Kermit, Howdy Doody.
I think it's fair.
Yeah. So we've got three completely different eras.
Yeah.
We have the
50s, the 70s, and the 90s, basically.
Oh, no, we have. I would say it's 60s, 90s.
Howdy Doody started
was the Muppets big? 80s?
Muppets started in the 70s and had a good run.
Yeah, because they're on early SNL.
Yeah, they were first episode.
Yeah, I mean, well, the Muppets were around even earlier than that.
Yeah.
Doing like nightclubs and stuff. And Sesame Street started in
1969. Was it the 90s when they brought back the Muppet Show again?
Did you know that?
90s they rebooted. The Muppet Show's been rebooted like three times. But like some of those Muppets characters, I think Rolf the Dog was actually Jim Henson's first Muppet character.
Yeah.
And he was doing stuff on like Rolf. In the mid 60s. On like, I don't remember like Dick Cavett or, you know, whatever talk shows were going on. Like,
oh, yeah.
Who was the guy?
He's Ralph in commercials.
Who was the guy? Who had all the fucking game shows? Merv Griffin. Doing bits on the Merv Griffin show and stuff like that as Rolf the Dog, and then they would, and I think Kermit came along not too long after that. But So the Muppets were around for probably a decade or more before the Muppet Show happened.
As a puppet show.
Sesame Street started in like 68, 69.
Yeah.
So Muppets have been around a long ass time, and they've had a good run. Howdy Doody started in like, what, 40s, 50s?
And Triumph.
And then Triumph starts like 2000-ish, late 90s, early 2000s. So yeah, we got three different eras, but...
We're down to our final three now.
Kermit has the most staying power. Howdy Doody...
Kermit's an icon in the way that like his face and stuff has been sold like up there with like Elvis Presley and those kind of like iconic. That's the thing about Kermit. Now, Howdy Doody's also, he was like iconic at his time. He was more popular than Kermit. He was as popular as Kermit at the time. So
I would say everyone under the age of 30 definitely knows who Kermit is and definitely knows who Triumph is. Mm-hmm. Howdy Doody, maybe.
They may have heard of Howdy Doody.
Everyone over the age of 30 knows Kermit the Frog, knows Howdy Doody.
I find the puppets...
And I would say knows Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Mm-hmm. Not everyone, but there's most people probably at this point. Uh-huh. I don't know if my parents have ever heard of Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. But...
So, based on that, because now we're at the final three, they take one off. Which one do you think shouldn't be in the final two? And this is difficult, very difficult.
Can I talk about Howdy Doody before you take him off?
How do you know what I'm gonna do?
I wanted to say that the puppets are really cool because there's like a few puppets out there, and I've gotten to see a few of them. Just don't say one of them that I like a lot was the one that was used in the Man in the Moon, the Andy Kaufman documentary. That one,
biopic.
I got to actually like perform with for a while. Like,
really?
It's so cool. It's such a cool puppet. I love Howdy Doody, so take him off. You can take him off. I just wanted to say that.
So Howdy, there's something extraordinary about the puppet itself versus other.
It's weird to me because if you look at like the original, like the ones that I've been able to touch and feel, those ones they have great joints. Like it's crazy how nice they carved the joints and stuff, and they didn't need to because it's covered in clothes.
Right.
You can make a very simple body.
And he doesn't walk around, does he?
Yeah, he kind of. Kind of wiggles basically. It's weird because
that's a good question. Mm-hmm. So like when you have a ventriloquist puppet and you put up the on your hand, mm-hmm. there are ones that have a good feel.
Yeah, totally.
Like, and then there's ones that like to feel a little weird, like a bowling ball.
Oh yeah.
You're figuring out which one, or when you have three ladies and you get them real close and you put your fingers in them, you know.
Sure.
You ever done that?
Three ladies
and bowl them.
Yeah.
You ever do the bowl with three ladies?
I do it with four. Look at my hand.
Ah, you creep. but okay, so Howdy Doody, great puppet. We're down. It's a tough list. We're down to our final two: Kermit the Frog and Triumph the Insult Comic.
So we know where this is going.
Well, I don't know yet.
You guys can overrule me.
I'd be interested to see how Triumph lives off because it's current. You know, he's not even current. Because he was in Conan, then Conan moved, and Triumph was gone, and then he came back, sure. And he had a Hulu special that did really well.
Right.
He's so fast, but Kermit the Frog is so iconic.
Okay, but once Robert Smigel is dead, will anyone else, 50 years from now, if we are all still
Triumph, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, probably.
Who's going to be talked about, Triumph or Kermit?
And also Triumph, once the puppeteer dies, he dies, I think.
Yeah, that's
there's
true.
Not another, there's not another puppeteer that can do that.
Because it's not the puppetry that matters there, it's
the character.
Smigel's character that he's
So and Kermit, because he was such a relatable and simple character, he's been passed by four puppeteers right now. And he is four different puppeteers.
That's disgusting.
I know, it's gross.
Passed around by four puppeteers.
Well, it's Jim Henson's son.
Oh, really?
His son died
too?
No, not
that.
No. No. I mean, one of his
sons. No, Kermit didn't kill these people.
No.
Why Kermit murdered all his puppeteers? Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. I'm excited to hear the new Kermit voice, to be honest with you.
The fourth Kermit book? You're excited.
Yeah, because
I know. Are you going to the new movie?
No. I'm just going to call him up.
I'm just going
to
call
Talk Kermit to me.
I go, and Mom again to the Muppets. Oh, great.
It still sounds like that.
What happens? See, they keep rebooting the Muppets, and everyone gets really excited whenever they do. And then
they did, like, The Office.
Really immediately went down.
Yeah, the TV show. I thought the TV show was fine.
I thought it was. Why is everyone, like, so excited when they come up, and then they don't watch? They don't show up at the movies, and they don't give a shit. It's like, do you care or not?
I'd rather see them. Like, what they tried to do is, like, the background of the Muppet Show. Like, mm-hmm. They thought that'd be. I just wish they'd do the Muppet Show again. Because it's not a show like that.
Yeah, I mean,
like a Gong Show.
I want to
make other than the Gong Show.
I want to make the opposite of the
Gong Show. What's the opposite of the Gong Show? Keep the bad act.
No, there's like a new puppet each week instead of a new human.
Oh.
So it's all humans and interacting with a puppet, which I think is cool.
Wasn't there a show like that where the main character was a puppet?
Greg the Rabbit.
Alf.
Okay. Wait. Wait a second. That I want it to clearly look like a pup, be a puppet. Uh-huh. Like everyone, and no one references it in the show. No one even goes. They just kind of talk.
I like to see a ventriloquist act, or somebody go up with a ventriloquist act and never use the puppet.
I've done that.
You've just left him in the box sometimes.
I sometimes just bring him up. I bring him up on stage.
And then you hear him call, "Let me out of the box."
Okay, well, we're going to vote now. Kermit the Frog, Triumph, the Intel Comic Dog. Jeff Goltz, your vote. What are you voting? Who's the best puppet, Kermit or your Triumph?
I think it's clearly Kermit because it has all the cultural, what? Were you giving me that?
No, that's fine.
I think it's clearly Kermit. Now, Triumph is terrific, hilarious, but I don't think he has the staying power.
I am going to say that, yes, Kermit's iconic. Mm-hmm. But as you just said, every time they bring him back, he fizzles out and doesn't do very well. So sure, it's iconic, it's nostalgia, and nostalgia will always live on.
Do you think Kermit's good because of nostalgia? Do you think that's like the main
I think reason? Kermit was great when he was out. But I think now, why people are interested in it, because it's a reminder of the past. You know, it's kind of like Coca-Cola is so successful. It's already made the brand. It's already pushed itself. It's unstoppable because when
it's
Kermit,
so old.
Yeah, when Kermit was out, mm-hmm. there wasn't a lot of options, so everybody watched it. Yeah. And now everyone watches, they bring it back for those people, and now a newer audience is introduced.
It's like a new generation. Every time those people that you performed for the years before have kids, you just basically bring it out again, which is, I get it.
It's like wrestling. When you watch wrestling, you'll bring the old guys out, because that's...
Do you think Triumph has that, though? Or do you just think, you're purely just saying that he's the best puppet because you can do so much with so little?
To me, if you just look at the puppet itself and not necessarily the aura and all the stuff around it, I would rather watch Triumph for an hour than Kermit.
Okay, and Julio, who do you pick?
Oh, I pick the small snail with the mustache.
Ah, goddammit, Julio. Okay, so I vote Triumph, which means Peter... I
also vote for the snail with the mustache.
Well, it's 2-2-2. No, Peter...
And the snail votes... Kermit the Frog.
Ah, Kermit the Frog wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kermit the Frog wins. What a big...
This is my show, Julio. Stop taking my language.
I apologize.
actually, it's for Spanish, apologize as pardon. Okay, guys, Kermit the Frog...
We're not in Kentucky.
Dude, I'm from Kentucky.
Kermit the Frog is the winner of Best Puppet. And sometimes in the show, you kind of know what's going to win before it even happens. But Kermit the Frog...
Well, I was hoping that Lamb Chop would win.
I was really pulling for Yoda.
But that's the show, folks. That's Thank You Very Much. Best Puppet, Kermit the Frog. I always like to thank my special guest experts for being on the show. Peter Wallace. He's around on the scene, does a great storytelling show. Do you have anything you want to plug, like when the storytelling show is? Twitter?
The next one is this upcoming Tuesday, the 15th, at the White Rabbit.
If you're in Indianapolis, definitely.
If you're in Indianapolis, if you're not, please buy your plane tickets immediately, because it's going to be really expensive. But fly in, show's at 9 p.m. You can fly out by like 11:30, 12. So, the theme is on the road. So traveling here will be fitting perfectly with the theme. And then in September 19th, we're going to be doing show and tell. People bring in something and they'll tell a story about it.
I should.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Can I get on
the show? Julio the Cockroach will be there.
I don't like Jeff. Yeah, Jeff can't.
Okay.
Well, before you go, Jeff. Geez, the keys. My wood floor. No, it's fine. Peter Wallace.
It was a nice wood floor.
Jeff Gold. The only working ventriloquist I know in Indianapolis, to be fair, I don't know a lot. But a very great ventriloquist in a burdening stand-up by yourself, right?
Oh, you started kind of I try. I suck, though. You were so funny, man. So good. You should watch this.
Well, I feel my compliment's taken because you said Peter's funny, too. But no, I... I
feel the same way about your compliment.
Well, it's too late.
Now, what about Julio? Does Julio have any projects upcoming that Jeff doesn't know about?
Julio, do you have anything you want to share with me? Well, see, I'm creating my own show, a cooking show.
Oh yeah.
It is called Cooking with Cockroaches. What's that? It's true. I have a show.
Okay.
On QVC.
Really?
It's called Cocktails. Roaches. Okay. Anyway, there are rats on the show, too.
Okay. Jeff, how about you? Do you have a website, Twitter?
Just check out my Instagram, my YouTube channel, Jeff Golds. I'll be posting stuff there.
Perfect. Jeff Golds, JeffGoltz. Yeah. Definitely check it out.
Perfect.
Thank you, Julio, for being on the show as well.
Absolutely.
Gus, if you're still around, thank you so much. I didn't want to have
there
a
reaction.
Oh, God.
I break the illusion sometimes.
Okay. I'm your host, Joe Bates. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22. Like the Facebook page. Like Thank You Very Much on Facebook. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. We put all the old episodes on YouTube. And you on BitChat at Joe Bates Comedy every Saturday at 1 p.m. Next week, I don't know if I'll be doing a show. I'm on vacation, so I may not do one. I'm on vacation to beautiful Detroit, Michigan. You ever heard of this place? And September 23rd. September 23rd. I'm going to say it on here because the people will say I shouldn't say it yet. September 23rd, I will be hosting for Neil Hamburger.
Ooh.
Which I can't wait for. He's so good. He's so funny. I love him so much. He's my dad. I'm just kidding. I don't have a dad. God, I'm in a test tube, baby. My mom just found semen on the ground and put it into. No, I have a dad. Anyways, guys, I'm your host, Joe Bates. That's been Thank You Very Much. Best puppet, Kermit the Frog. That's Thank You Very Much. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, finish.